Some of the most famous orators to ever speak were Socrates, Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King Jr., just to mention a few. They gave powerful speeches that shaped history. But Jesus Christ was the most profound teacher this planet has ever had, for the words from his lips have shaped the lives of many millions significantly throughout the ages. There are 2,038 words that Jesus spoke to a crowd on a mountainside that have impacted countless lives, inspiring them to live distinctively to show that they belong to him. These profound words are recorded in Matthew's Gospel. They shape the character of Jesus' followers. The initial part is termed the Beatitudes, because they are to be the attitudes that adorn the Christian's life. Jesus began to teach, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 2. He describes the blessed life. These are the characteristics and conduct that God approves of. And each attitude has an associated reward. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Verse 3. This first attitude that's rewarded with being included in the kingdom in which Jesus rules as king recognizes our spiritual bankruptcy. When you realize that your sinfulness ought to exclude you, you then revel in God's grace that undeservingly forgives sin to grant you access into his kingly presence forever. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Verse 4. Secondly, while it's true that those who mourn because of sadness and death will find God's comfort, it's especially true for those who mourn over their sinfulness, that they'll experience God's comfort, for there's no longer any fear of judgment and condemnation. Blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. Verse 5. Thirdly, God hates arrogance but approves of humility, and the humble will inherit the land. This is an Old Testament promise to indicate dwelling in the promised land. Our promised land is in the new creation, where we'll dwell in God's presence forever. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Verse 6. Fourthly, those cleansed of their sin will have an unquenchable desire to live in this newness of life. God then promises to satisfy them to the full, so that they'll live to please him. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Verse 7. Fifthly, having experienced God's mercy in our helpless condition in sin, those who belong to him will now show others mercy, having a far deeper understanding of their predicament. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Verse 8. Sixthly, the life of those cleansed from the impurity of sin will be rewarded by being in God's holy presence forever. For one coming day they will see God face to face. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Verse 9. Seventhly, God has reconciled those who once were estranged from him because of their sin by making peace through the death of Jesus. In him, they've been brought near to God. So having experienced God's peace, they'll now live at peace with God and promote peace with God among others and among one another. Lastly, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verses 10 through 12. When you experience hostile opposition, just because you follow Jesus and don't back down in the face of it, know that you'll be rewarded to live in King Jesus's forever kingdom. Instead of bewailing your hardship, rejoice because you are being treated just like those before you who were persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now ask God to shape your life so that you display these characteristics with handsome rewards. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, help me to live the blessed life, to show that I belong to you. confident that I'll live in your presence forever. Amen.